and I'm here today with our Executive Director, Dave Oshani, and our ODA President, Dr. Steve Moore. And today we're going to be talking about the ODA's radio campaigns. So our radio campaigns have been running since 2012, but this summer we're launching some new messaging for the campaigns. So could you guys start by giving us some background info about the campaigns and how they got started?
Sure. The radio ad started in 2012. It's a campaign that provides the Ohio Dental Association the opportunity to join together with other Ohio associations through the Ohio Society of Association Executives to promote ODA membership as well as support member dentists and dental practices. The aim of the advertising campaign is to educate the public about the importance of oral health, maybe dispel some myths that are out there with regard to oral health, and then remind the public that they should be visiting their dentist on a regular basis.
So, Dr. Moore, could you tell us about the new ads that we're launching this summer? You're featured in the ads.
Well, one of the ads was pointing out the importance of maintaining baby teeth. Oftentimes, it's a myth or it's wrong that people think, well, they're just baby teeth. They're going to lose them anyway. There's no reason to treat them or prevent problems. But that couldn't be farther from the truth. Baby teeth are very important. They're important to help guide in the permanent teeth when they come in. They're important for chewing, phonetics, talking, eating properly. And also, if a child has a toothache, they're unable to concentrate or pay attention in school. They're thinking about their tooth hurting. So the ad was just to point out it's important to go see a dentist and maintain the baby teeth as long as you can, as long as they need to stay in the mouth.
Dr. Moore, you mentioned kids paying attention in school and being able to learn when they don't have tooth pain. These ads are running in July and August as a reminder for moms and dads to have their children come see the dentist before they go back to school.
So how did the executive committee come up with the idea behind the new messaging for the radio campaigns?
Well, the previous ads were excellent. We have some excellent topics that you don't need a dental insurance to go to the dentist, brush twice a day, dentists or doctors, back to school. February is Children's Dental Health Month. These are just excellent messages, but we thought, a couple other important messages were out there. One is the importance of baby teeth, and another one is just, proper way to treat your teeth, and so you try to keep them the rest of your whole life.
In the future, I think we will maybe address some myths about oral health as well. Dr. Moore mentioned one that is out there that parents sometimes think that their children's baby teeth don't matter, when in fact we know they do, as Dr. Moore mentioned. And there are other things that are out there, with regard to oil pulling and other sort of homeopathic suggestions that might be good for oral health. But we know the research doesn't necessarily support that. So we have wonderful experts within the Ohio Dental Association. And so we're going to utilize that expertise to make sure the public knows truth from fiction when it comes to good oral health and proper oral health habits. And then it also allows us to remind the public to make sure they're visiting an ODA member dentist, because ODA member dentists have access to the highest quality education. They're bound by the ADA's code of ethics. We know that patients value the fact that their dentist belongs to organized dentistry. We just want to remind them to make sure they're going to see an ODA member dentist on a regular basis.
So these ads direct people to the ADA Find a Dentist search feature so that the public can find an ODA and ADA member dentist. So all members are listed on this search feature, but members with updated profiles get the most clicks. So Dr. Moore, have you updated your profile?
Yes, I have. And probably the most important thing to do is to download a photo of yourself. Studies have shown that you get much higher number of clicks on your website if you have a photo of yourself. Patients want to see who they're going to see. And if you've not looked into it, it's an excellent resource to find a dentist. Particularly if you've moved out of an area, moving to a new area, it gives you an opportunity to search out a dentist who is abiding by a high standard of ethics.
So to update your profile, you can do that at ada.org/myada, and it'll just take about 5 minutes. So how have the ads been doing so far?
So these ads run on all of Ohio News Network's stations. So there is a statewide breadth of stations that are airing the ODA's ads. So we're really excited about that. And the response has been very favorable. I hear on a regular basis from members of the public, member dentists, and in fact, sometimes I hear from legislators down at the State House that they heard that ODA ad and it reminded them that they need to go to the dentist. So that's always cool to get that feedback. And then I'd also mention that it's important to for the membership to understand what our message is too. So if you don't hear them on the radio, you can access these radio ads right on our website to hear what our message is. And you could promote that message to your patients directly as well.
And on our website, you can find that at oda.org, and it's on the public resources page under About the ODA. And so far, our 2017 stats, we ran 19,832 commercials across Ohio, and we reached over 1.7 million Ohioans with this messaging. And alongside the messaging, we have ads running on websites and social media to direct people as well. So we're hitting people a lot of different ways to get them to the Find a Dentist search feature.
Yeah, I think we reach that many Ohioans because these ads run on 75 ONN affiliates across the state, and it covers all 88 counties in Ohio.
And the message provided is excellent. They're not long, they're easy to understand, and the information there is very pertinent.
All right, thank you guys so much for taking the time to talk to us. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.